money.
Say the man.
You say
that? Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their ass in recruiting. We're going to beat their ass every time they see us.
Oh, God.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Wrong thing. What? Fuck you.
Yeah! That's why this fuck don't cost $800. And that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs. I'd be ashamed to work. That's why I'm wearing prison shoes and roll my butt. And I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
All right, get ready. Welcome to the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast. And the purpose of the podcast, like always, is to make me money. We say that because we're not hypocritical like these professional athletes who say they're doing it for the universe. They're doing it for you. They're doing it for the people. No, we're doing it for the money. But we're not selfish. We use business and financial concepts in order to make you money. So you learn business and financial concepts, and then you apply them and you get an immediate result betting on football games. The sports betting market is analogous and it's the same really as the stock market. So I have an MBA, I have securities licenses. So we use business and financial concepts. We use the correct fundamentals, right, and strategies in order to bet on football games, college football. We're going to have college basketball soon. And tomorrow morning, we'll wake up early and give you all of the NBA games as well. And we also teach the Hawthorne Effect. And within the Hawthorne Effect, a life unexamined is not worth living, right? So we look at that as well. This is going to be week 16. The Marine Josh Luna is on assignment. Got lost there a little bit looking at my spreadsheet. And bottom line is that we're 400% ROI. We have four times as much money as what we started, right? So every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. And the purpose is to make money, and the outcome has been over 400% profit, right? And you learn the concepts again of betting on games. So we'll look at this week. Last week, we were 17-10. We have 15 consecutive weeks of profit, right? Nobody does that. I know the guy at the Atlantic, the football guy picking games, he was ecstatic. He had 3 weeks in a row. We've gotten every single week profit. Last year, we had 1 week that wasn't profitable. So we want to close out the year without having any negative weeks. And I doubt we will, because you got college football, and we've been in the mid, you know, we've done really well with college football. We were 77% college football last week. The bowl season, I'm usually around 80%. And Saturday morning, I'll wake up and I'll do all the bowl games, all the, I think I'll be 19 at that point, 19 bowl games, and I'll give you the winners for that. Today, we are going to do the NFL, like always. And the goal is always 70%. That's usually what the guy at the Super Contest gets. We've had 12 years in a row of profit and bought vacations, and my wife spent about $40,000. In gasoline over the last 12 years purely on betting dollars, that with people gripping about $600 they're getting, we feel very fortunate, lucky, and good that we make more than that just on determining the right choice, the highest probability of the outcome of NFL football games. So the first game is going to be tomorrow. Minnesota at New Orleans. Minnesota lost last week in a very close game. And they're out of the playoffs. The rookie wide receiver is yelling at Kirk Cousins. So they're in disarray going to New Orleans. New Orleans is on a two-game losing streak. So they want to get back on track with Drew Brees back as a starting quarterback. So look for New Orleans, your New Orleans Saints, to cover this game, cover the 7 points. However, the game's going to go under the 51. Under 51 points. In the pandemic year, a lot of games have been going over. In the Hawthorne fit, I've noticed in my thinking that I have not been as mindful as I should have been, and I've been living in the past. If you live in the past, you die in the past, right? And a lot of these games have gone over. But this is way too high of a number as Vegas adjusts. On the road, New Orleans' defense has been a lot better than in years past. That's another point of contention that has lost me money is thinking about the old New Orleans Saints defense, not the current New Orleans Saints defense. So they'll be in full effect tomorrow, Christmas Day. Now, on Saturday the 26th, you have Miami at Vegas. Vegas is going to have more of a rested defense. Is Carr going to play? Is Carr not going to play? A lot of the Raiders games have gone over. So look for this game to go over as well. With Tua coming in, he'll get his points. But Miami will not cover 4 points. So buy the point and go. The Raiders plus 4 over 48. The Raiders are 11-3 towards the over. They've been giving up 37 points a game. They seem to have a severe lack of depth, especially in the backfield. And those guys have looked tired. They're going to have a little bit more rest this week. But Miami and we use – you know, business and financial concepts to bet on games. One of what we use is from fundamental analysis is corporate governance. So that's why we talk a lot about the coach. So people jumping in on Periscope, like always, any questions you have? All right, the Bills Mafia. They're looking good. I have a lot of great friends in Buffalo. We've been talking a lot about Josh Allen and his MVP year, right? He's hands down the MVP. This year in the NFL, Josh Allen from the University of Wyoming. So look for the Raiders. You know, they've lost a few in a row. They've had time, right? So you get a Super Bowl coach like John Gruden time to game plan. He's going to cover the spread against Miami. Rookie quarterbacks against good coaches do not cover. Tampa Bay plus 10 at Detroit. The over-under is 54. Tom Brady. This will be an inflated line because people are betting Tom Brady. And I know how those Buffalo Bill friends, all my friends, they hate Tom Brady. And they're loving this year that New England sucks. Right? They're loving watching Bill Belichick lose. Tampa Bay will probably win this game. It's overrated that the Detroit coaches are not there. They're just, you know, the guys that are there, they're professional coaches, and they might be better play callers than the actual guys who got the position. Matt Patricia's gone. So that's going to be an overrated line there. Plus 10. If you can get the point in a reasonable number, go plus 11. And it's going to go over 54 points. Tampa Bay's defense is good closing defense as far as having a good defensive line. A guy's rushing off the edge, you know, JPP and company. But overall, their defensive backfield sucks. So Detroit will get points at home. So look for the game to go over 54. But Tampa Bay needs this a little bit more for the playoffs. And Detroit's basically a loser team, right? They take defeat from the jaws of victory 24/7. And then to close it out, we're on Twitch. You can catch us on Twitch. You can catch us on all the major podcasting networks. This game is just going to be on Twitch. It's going to be the 49ers at Arizona. 49ers, revenge game theory has been 100% for us this year. Has made us that 400% ROI on our money. So look for your San Francisco 49ers to cover the +5. And this would be a game that normally would go under. But in the pandemic 2020 year, this game will go over the 49 points. So 49ers +5 at Arizona. Arizona coming off a big win. But DeAndre Hopkins is not practicing. Revenge game theory. So you got a Super Bowl coach who lost the last time. They've been a month in Arizona, so it's almost like a home game for them. And Shanahan, not going to lose twice to the same team, especially when the team is not a world beater, as the Arizona Cardinals are not. So we'll go to the Sunday morning games. The Browns, -10. And the over-under is 48 at the Jets. And the Jets are coming off a victory against the Rams. And this is analogous to me to the Florida Gators. So the Florida Gators had a big game against LSU. And they shut down the offense. So it wasn't the same offense you saw the next week against Alabama. They hit plays for Alabama. So the Rams are hiding plays or hit plays last week because they have to play Seattle this week. And it's the Rams team you saw last week is not going to be the same team you see against Seattle. And the Jets were able to beat them, beat the Rams playing vanilla. The Jets lost their best defensive player. So obviously they're not going to win this game, but 10 points on the road. Baker Mayfield is a turnover machine. So I'm going to go with the Jets +11, definitely by the point, because the Jets are a loser team. Loser teams to me is like family members, right? That they ask you for $20, you give your family member the $20, all right? Because you know you're never going to get it back. You can't trust them, even though you love them. So go ahead and bet the Jets, but buy that number +11. And the Jets, with Adam Gase calling the plays, they're going to protect the defense, especially with their guy out. So protecting the defense is they're going to run it a lot, short passes. They're going to keep the clock going. What that means to us is that this game is going under the 40, yeah, exactly. We got Mr. Leahy from Centerville. Jets can't even lose when they are supposed to. Yeah. but the Rams played vanilla, right? They played, you don't have game plan for any team, so they did no game planning for the Jets. They have basic systems. The Jets are better with Adam Gase calling the plays. He doesn't know how to dictate, right? Or yeah, he doesn't know how to delegate. And so it's going to go under the 48 and take +11. The Jets, who have actually covered 5 times this year. Usually the NFL has 4 games built in for a team to win, right? So a team like the Jets aren't going to win 4 or 5 games, but they're going to cover 4 or 5 times. And they've covered 5 times. I like for them to. This is about betting on games. We've had 15 straight weeks of profit. And we look to go the whole year profiting from NFL football games. All right, so I'm live on all the live streams. So where we left off was at the Bengals at the Texans. So the Bengals are coming off a big win. What I've What I'm thinking is that the Texans will blow them out. They won't score on the Texans' defense. The Bengals played the best possible game they could play last week, and that's it for them. Their offense looks very, very pathetic, and the Texans will win something like 20-0. Then you have a loser team like your Chicago Bears, minus 8 points at Jacksonville, right? So the Bears are probably – they have a great defense. They have a great defensive coordinator in Trey Pagano, but they're not eight points better than most teams in the NFL. Garnu Minshew, who in my opinion should have won the Heisman Trophy when he was at Washington State. Usually pro teams do not get beat 2 weeks in a row. So Jacksonville at home, bet Jacksonville. And then we've been 90% Florida second half lines. So because of global warming, it's still going to be hot in Florida. So take that. Jacksonville Jaguars second half line. In Florida, in the heat. And since we talked about the Raiders' defensive backs being out of shape and very, very obvious in the last two games, I've been hearing that a lot about a lot of teams. So during the pandemic, it's been hard for conditioning. So that's why even that Florida line, that second half, the conditioning is tough. Home team is used to it. Chicago is not used to it. Again, all the people piling on Periscope, if you have any questions about betting on NFL games, let me know. We use business and financial concepts to have 400% ROI. So look at this game. Take the Jaguars plus the 8. In normal conditions, this game would go under the 47, but it's going to go over the 47. So plus 8 Jaguars. And go ahead and take your Jacksonville Jaguars on that second half line, which has been 90% for us. This year, you got 54 at your Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-7 against the spread this year, and it's because Andy Reid protects leads, right? He starts running the ball, he plays zone on defense to keep everything in front of him. So, even though it depends really whether Julio Jones is going to play, so if Julio Jones does play, for sure, Atlanta plus the 11, under 54. I would bet more on the other 54 than the plus 11, but that's the play for this game, right? The highest probability outcome. That's why we've been profitable for the last 12 years, and we've gone 15 weeks in a row of profit. You got the Colts. And they have great the Colts have great coaching, right? Frank Wright and Eberhaus, the defensive coordinator, however you pronounce his name, he does a great job. However, the Steelers have lost like 3 in a row. They're not going to lose 4 in a row. Again, this game would go under normal circumstances, but it will go over. So take your Pittsburgh Steelers plus 2 over the 44 points. Steelers have a great coaching staff as well, right? Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl. The greatness from the University of Citadel. The afternoon games, right? You have Ron Rivera and Scott. His dad used to coach for the Chargers. I always forget his last name. But they'll beat the Panthers. The Panthers just fired their general manager. They're ready, getting ready for next year. They're an analytics team. Analytics does not work in football. There's too many variables. So in finance, eliminating variables and covariables ensures a result. Okay? In football, there's way too many variables for analytics to be mathematically pure. I have a client, I'm in financial services. I have an MBA, securities license. And the client works for a Major League Baseball team, won't take football clients, graduated from MIT with a math degree, will not take football clients because analytics does not work in football, right? That's why we have better results in action sports and they charge you $300 a month. This is totally free. You get better information and you make more money. So take your Washington football team, right? On the money line, under 43, they win settlements as well, right? Mr. Snyder, in a revenge game, on the money line, take your Chargers. Remember, loser teams you take on the money line, you don't mess around with points because they're like your family member that likes to borrow $20, right? And you say, hey, I'm going to give you the $20 because I know you're not going to repay me. So you can't trust them with $20. You can't trust the Chargers with points, but you'll take them on the money line. Usually, again, this is a game that usually would go under normal circumstances, but 2020, this game will go over. Same thing for the Eagles at the Cowboys, right? I'm going to go, right, with, in a minor upset, I'm going to go with the Cowboys +3 at home. I always remember watching the Bobby Bowden show as a kid. And he always used to talk about quarterbacks. You know, whoever has the best quarterback usually will win the game. If they were playing a team that was bringing in a senior quarterback, you were like, oh, you got to watch that senior quarterback. Those are tough. In this game, Dalton is the senior quarterback. He's playing well. He hasn't thrown an interception in his last 96 passes. Jalen Hurts worries me because that defense the Cowboys play is vulnerable to a running quarterback. But Jalen Hurts is the rookie in the situation. He will play well. The game will go over, but the Cowboys will cover +3 if the numbers make sense. Get it off that key number and take your Dallas Cowboys +3 by the point if you can. Again, usually this game would be under the 50 points. The average score in an NFL game is 45, but these guys have to throw the kitchen sink at each other. They're in the division, right? They've been studying each other since March. Look for this game to go over the 50. This is the second time they played this year. Again, a revenge game for the Cowboys, and revenge game theory has been 90% for us. So if we just went Florida second half line and revenge game theory, we'd be doing even better than what we're doing now. But part of the value week equation, right, that we use in business, psychological factors plus functional factors divided by time and money. So for us, the psychological factors is the fun we have watching the game. And then the value we get as we evaluate our decisions using business and financial concepts. We also use statistics, return from the mean, return to the mean, to wager on this game. So return to the mean on many levels will be the Cowboys +3 over the 50. Then you have your Rams, right? And for me, and it's funny the way things turn out, the LA Rams is analogous to the season that the Florida Gators have, right? And they're on probation today, where they held back, they held plays against LSU. And we knew that they were going to hold back plays against LSU, right? Because they were playing Alabama the next week. So we took LSU +24 points and made a lot of money on that game, right? So the Jets covered the Rams yesterday. They actually beat them, right? Because the Rams were playing vanilla because they knew they had Seattle the next week. And they've been probably game planning for Seattle for 2 weeks. So it'll be a different game. But Seattle's been game planning against them. Then you have Pete Carroll and Nick Saban run the same defense. They both won multiple national championships. But in Pete Carroll's case, he's won multiple Super Bowls, right, as a coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers and as a head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. So it's very interesting there, right? So it could be also intimidation factor. So in football and betting on games, you also use fundamental analysis. And in fundamental analysis, it's used in the finance world in order to validate or to evaluate investments. So in fundamental analysis, you analyze the corporate governance, right? So you that's why we talk a lot about the coaches. So it's very interesting that both Mullen and McVay, McVay comes from a football family, a dad, a general manager, scout in the NFL for years, right? They pay special attention and they spend extra time game planning for Nick Saban, his staff, and Pete Carroll and his staff, right? So it'd be very, very interesting. So for that and many other reasons, I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks to be analogous to the Florida Gators. Even though the Florida Gators played a great game, did not get blown out, they did cover the spread, they ended up losing. And I don't think they can beat Seattle twice again. I'm going to not go against revenge game theory and against the pride these guys have, especially a Super Bowl winning coach as Pete Carroll at home, right? Again, this game actually went under last time. I looked for it to go over as both teams are going to throw the kitchen sink at each other. Then Sunday night, you have Green Bay against the Titans. Green Bay needs this game. It's going to be at home. Let me check the weather in Green Bay. Probably not the only one checking the weather in Green Bay right now. So Green Bay. Anybody have any questions planning on Periscope about football right now? So the weather in Green Bay is going to be 30. So Sunday is going to be a lovely 35, 50% chance of precipitation. 56 is a big number for two teams that like to run the ball a little bit. But again, this year's been crazy. Both teams have not been able to work out as much as they can. So both defenses were out of shape. I'm going to give up late score. So look for that game to go over the 46, over the 56 points to take the Packers minus 3 over 56. The Packers minus 3 over 56 over the Titans. But it'll be watching Henry if he's feels like it, right? He plays what he feels like it. Running, right? All over the Packers. All over the Packers. But take the Packers minus the 3 points over 56. And then Monday night, the evil empire against the Bills. It's not your normal evil empire. A lot of like 6 players on defense, I believe, off New England opted out for the season. Didn't seem like they gave Cam Newton the whole offense. But 8 points dogs on Monday night are 80%. Look for New England to play a very, very good game against Buffalo. This is their Super Bowl. Buffalo does not need this game. So look, Josh Allen will probably look good. And Buffalo is missing some guys on the offensive line. Let's look for New England plus the 8 and it's going to go under 46 points on Monday night as we look to go 16-0 profitable weeks. And on Christmas Eve, as this is, but we do this all year long, we give you the words of Winston Churchill, right? You make a living from your labor, right? That's why we give you these picks instead of you paying Action Sports $300 a month. You can get the same information from us for free, actually better information for us for free. And we teach you. You give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach the man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime, right? So you don't have to worry about $600 from the government. You can get it picking games and using our business and financial concepts to do it. So we use the words of Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Gambling Podcast.